him in times of trouble. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you did that. You're continuing to grow in that.
Yeah,
that's good. I wouldn't be here today, George.
Bottom line is, you know, if we use our words well, right? If we reach out to God, anytime we speak out to God, He hears us, right? He's our Father in heaven. He's our, you know, He's going to hear us when we speak. But, I mean, she went through some horrible crap, right? I mean, she could be just as dark as she could be. I mean, I got good friends of mine that lost their kids, lost their siblings, lost, you know, their kids' kids. I mean, life is hard. This world is broken, and it's not, you know, a lot of people blame God for that, right? It's God's fault. Well, it ain't God's fault. God didn't make us this way. We made ourselves this way, you know? I mean, there's a reason why we're all need Jesus, because we all fall short of the glory of God, and, you know, we need Him, and, you know, I'll say this. I've been married twice in my life. My first wife went through the same thing, except it was actually was her dad. And she's never let it go. She's never forgiven him. They've never confronted it. And it's a totally night and day difference in that what her life is like versus what my wife's life is like. We gotta forgive. Got it, you know, let it go, because it just poisons you. You know, if you're holding something in and you're not forgiving and you're not letting it go, it's just going to poison you. It's not going to poison them. They're already poisoned. They are who they are. Now, if they come to you and ask for your forgiveness someday, you know, maybe you can reconcile that, but to a certain extent. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to let it go. We gotta let that anger and that frustration, you know, go. And that's, you know, this morning I'm on the boat and I mean everything seems to be going wrong, right? I'm hanging up, braid, I hate braid. Wrapping up on everything, you know, and I was just frustrated. Right? But I finally just decided, you know what? You're just gonna chill out, dude. You're out here fishing. You know, you're with your beautiful wife, enjoying a day on the lake, and you just need to chill out, you know? And I did, you know? But here's the deal. If she would have started fighting me, what would I have done? Why we started arguing with her, you know? And that wouldn't have served no purpose, right? So thank God, you know, she had the, you know, Holy Spirit guiding her, and both of us got back on track, right? I mean, one thing about me and her, we're both type A personality. We're, you know, we always used to say, you know, we're fire and gasoline. You know, we can start a motor, we can run that sucker like no tomorrow, or we can blow it up. So, just depends on how we utilize it, right? So, anyway, obviously very, I won't say proud, because God says we're not supposed to be proud, but I'm very pleased with my wife, and she's an awesome lady, and, you know, she's been through some stuff, but she's serving God, and speaking out for Him, you know, about, you know, what He's done for her in her life, and it don't get no better than that. Like she said, a lot of women, I know when she spoke in some conferences and stuff at church, a lot of women have gotten a lot of healing from her testimony. So, you know, anything that we've ever been through in our life, God can use it. He can use it to heal somebody. He can use it to give comfort to somebody. He can use it to bring them closer to God through our testimony. You know, you don't have to be a, you know, I know Al gave class yesterday on how to give a devotional. don't have to be a whiz bang. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, a ton of tools. I'll be honest with you, I got this little Bible app, and just like, just now, she's talking about tongue, okay? I look it up. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15:4. Tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Proverbs 18:21. It's a Bible app. All you gotta do is put in there what you wanna know. Power of the tongue.
Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 31. It's funny. Proverbs has, you know, 1 through 31. And the final chapter is 31.
Right.
And the final half of the chapter is all about that.
Yep. The wife of a noble character who can find she is worth more than rubies. Her husband is full of confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. Amen.
It's interesting that Solomon, who had thousands of wives and even more concubines, he finally wraps up this greatest wisdom and advice with, get a good wife. Get a good woman. You may be a knucklehead, but people will think pretty highly of you if you get a good wife.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't imagine. You know, I thank God that, you know, Jesus, you know, whittled it down to one, because I can't imagine having more than one. I love my wife. I do, but, man.
Whew.
You imagine the honeydew list if you had 300 of them?
That's right. Thank you.
Well, the Mormons.
I'm marked up.
You know, I grew up in Arizona, so I'm kind of familiar with the Mormon church. And what they do is they got a mother wife, and she manages all the wives. So the man, he doesn't manage anything. He just, all he does is just, she tells which one's doing what. You don't have to manage any of that. So that's a little different deal, I guess. And that, maybe that's how they did it back then. I don't know. Anyway, so we're quitting tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
That way we can get home before it's too dark, get our chores done. What about y'all? But check on, make sure our kids are done chores. What else? Be good to do church this evening, get together and do this. I mean, that, to me, this is the most valuable thing we can do. Fellowship, get together, get to know each other. You know, again, you know, I would like to see more of us, more of you guys giving testimonies, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, right, Al?
It's easy.
Just the word. I mean, it's been 2 hours, whatever you got, you know, 30 minutes. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've done a few devotionals here, probably haven't done 15 minutes of study on the Bible. You know, I mean, I got enough scripture knowledge, and, you know, I know what to look for. Get on the Bible app, load up a few things, and, you know, I mean, pray, ask the good Lord to give me direction, and there you go, you know. I mean, we can always share Jesus. You know, the Bible says, you know, we'll always be prepared to give account. So, you know, I would just challenge everybody to do that. I mean, nothing more powerful than a real life testimony of somebody who's living life. You know, we never know what you've been through that might change somebody else's life that they're going through. You know?
What's the password you had last month?
Jesus. Jesus is always the password. You can't get in without him. All right? Did I tell y'all why Jesus is better at computers than the devil? Anybody
I've heard this.
I don't
know why. Because he saves.
He saves.
I mean, come on. Everybody knows that, right? All right. That's all I got.
They're all gone.
Yeah.